This is the title of Lee Strobel's latest book, 2023. Strobel is one of my favorite authors. He's written more than 40 books with 14 million copies sold. His first landmark book, The Case for Christ, 1998, chronicled his search for faith as an atheistic law-trained journalist. It later became a movie in 2017. The cover of this latest book, Is God Real? Says, the question is short. The implications are huge. I'm sure everyone has asked this question at some point. My wife got it for me as an early birthday present. I get impatient. I just finished reading it and wanted to share some of it with you. God as Creator. The first chapter is titled, The Cosmos Requires a Creator. Strobel traveled to Atlanta to interview Dr. William Lane Craig, a respected philosopher and theologian. Strobel writes, virtually all scientists now agree that the universe and physical time itself had a beginning, the Big Bang, at some point in the past. Logically, a beginning has a cause, which debunks the long-held view that the universe is eternal. Craig reasons that if you heard a loud bang, you would ask what made it. If there is obviously a cause for a little bang, doesn't it make sense that there would be a cause for a big bang? He believes the best explanation for that cause is a personal creator. God as Fine-Tuner. The second chapter is titled, The Universe Needs a Fine-Tuner. Strobel traveled to Oklahoma to interview Dr. Michael Strauss, an accomplished physicist. Strobel writes, one of the most exciting discoveries of modern science is that the numbers that govern the operation of the universe are calibrated with mind-boggling precision so that life can exist. Strauss argues that the first cause, or creator, must have certain qualities: transcendent, spirit, eternal, powerful, smart, personal, creative, caring, and unique. These characteristics perfectly match the description of the God of Christianity. He quotes astrophysicist John O'Keefe of NASA, "If the universe had not been made with the most exacting precision, we could never have come into existence. It is my view that these circumstances indicate the universe was created for man to live in." Christians believe that Fine-Tuner has a name, God. God as Designer. The third chapter is titled, Our DNA Demands a Designer. Strobel traveled to Seattle to interview Dr. Stephen Meyer, an expert in origin of life issues. Meyer explained, our DNA contains a vast storehouse of specific information. In fact, it comes in the form of a four-letter chemical alphabet that spells out the precise assembly instructions for all of the proteins out of which our bodies are made. Whenever we see information, there is always an intelligence behind it. I believe the presence of information in the cell is best explained by the activity of an intelligent agent. Christians identify that intelligent agent as God. And more? Another chapter deals with the compelling evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. This had a special impact on Strobel himself during his two-year-long spiritual search. Another chapter examines the claims of believers on how they have personally experienced God. These experiences include vivid dreams, unexplained healings and miracles, answered prayers, a sense of peace and the presence of God as people faced various trials and sought spiritual reality. Another chapter asked, which God is real? It logically ruled out pantheism and atheism, leaving theism as the best option. And finally, Strobel deals with two of the biggest obstacles to faith, the existence of suffering and God's apparent hiddenness. At the end, Strobel shares that as a spiritual skeptic years before, he needed to believe that nothing produces something, randomness produces fine-tuning, non-life produces life, chaos produces information, unconsciousness produces consciousness, and non-reason produces reason. He concludes, honestly, I didn't have enough faith to continue to be an atheist. Oxford mathematician, Dr. John Lennox, said, faith is not a leap in the dark, it's the exact opposite. It's a commitment based on evidence. So, how does Strobel answer the title question of his book? Yes, God is real, and he can be real to you too. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor who likes apologetics.